This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The Democratic Party has lost its freaking mind. GOP leaders blast Pelosi for elevating freshman representative with a history of anti-Israel remarks to a committee that oversees foreign affairs of the United States. Bridget Gabriel was on moments ago, and she's right. This is what happens to countries. You think it can't be that bad. Come on, she's just one person. When you put anti-Semite-Israel haters on a committee to oversee the foreign affairs of the United States, at that point, United States of America is it's just a doomed country. We're just done. Representative Ilhan Omar. Can you imagine? She wears the Muslim hat, whatever the hell they call it, the hijab, whatever they call it. I have no idea what they call it, but she wears it, and they passed the rule on the floor of the House that now you can wear hats just to take care of her, I think. Really, because she's the only one that wanted to wear some sort of a head covering on the floor of the United States Congress. Critics accuse U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar of pushing baseless allegations that Senator Lindsey Graham is being blackmailed into supporting Trump because he's gay. Can you imagine that's what she's saying? A series of top Republicans on Thursday condemned the decision by Democratic leaders to elevate Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar. You know, she got the job. She's in a district that's probably, you know, majority Somali Muslim, to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She has a history of making overtly anti-Semitic comments. The strong GOP criticism came as Omar separately fielded wide range of criticism for posting on Twitter. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was compromised, and then in a head-turning interview on CNN, admitting she had no evidence for the assertion other than Graham sometimes supported President Trump. She has rejected suggestions her comments were intended as a homophobic dog whistle. I love the way the media puts things like this. A homophobic dog whistle. They're trying to say that Lindsey Graham's gay. Got it? I mean, I've heard that one for 20 years now. And maybe he is gay. So what? That's the joke. The Republican Party's filled with people like me. They don't care if you're gay. But the Democratic Party's filled with people like this who have these ideals from the religious baggage they've got that they want to kill and hurt Jews and drop gays off of buildings. That's what happens in majority Muslim countries. Jews are killed. Christians are persecuted and killed. Women are treated like dogs, like property, like a dog. And gays are dropped off roofs. And this is what you're electing to the United States House. And it's not like Wainwright's just saying stuff like this. She's proving it right in front of you. Nancy Pelosi said in 2017, that Congress must oppose the BDS movement against Israel. House Leader Kevin McCarthy said, House Minority Leader, referring to the anti-Israel boycott movement, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS. Schumer went even further, calling BDS anti-Semitism and profoundly biased. I would love to know what changed, because Democratic leaders just promoted a pro-BDS Democrat to a key committee that deals with the state of Israel. Omar, a Muslim who in 2012 wrote that Israel has hypnotized the world, may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Can you imagine in the United States of America, there's a person in Congress who openly says she prays to Allah to see the evil doings of Israel. She's also opposed GOP senators' push for legislation to permit local state governments to refuse to work with companies that participate in the BDS movement. She reportedly admitted she had previously supported the BDS movement in an interview after she was elected in November, seemingly contradicting her past comments. Legal experts have said the proposed anti-BDS legislation, backed by Marco Rubio, see, Rubio's a great Republican from that standpoint, very good to Israel, runs afoul of the First Amendment by permitting the government to punish speech because of a viewpoint. Early this month, Michigan Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib was also Muslim, charged that Republicans who supported the bill forgot what country they represent. Some conservatives, including Rubio, accused Tlaib, is that how you pronounce her name? Rashida Tlaib, I think it is. Tlaib, of employing a longstanding anti-Semitic slur by suggesting Jewish politicians are not loyal to the constituents who elected them. Anyway, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And by the way, Wyoming GOP Representative Liz Cheney's gay, right? She's a lesbian. She's Dick Cheney's daughter. I believe she's a lesbian. She is the House Republican Conference Chair, the number three Republican in the House, echoed that rhetoric. The House Democrat leadership should immediately condemn Representative Omar's anti-Semitic and anti-Israel views. Anti-Semitism can never be allowed to stand in any form or forum. It's shameful for it to be ignored by Democratic leadership. But do you understand the point here is they went out of their way to make her a leader on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And on top of that, she's a freshman. Like they had to rush her to the top. Some observers, by the way, here it is. Some observers allege Omar's elevation to the prestigious post is a symptom of a longstanding problem lurking in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro alleged in an op-ed early this month, Democrats have soured on Israel and warmed to anti-Semitism. See, that's my problem with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is a wussy. Ben Shapiro talks like a little educated boy from an Ivy League school, whereas I went to an Ivy League school. I don't know where Ben Shapiro went. Maybe he went to an Ivy League school. But I went to an Ivy League school, and I couldn't stand the other kids who speak such proper, perfect English. I'm a son of a butcher, and I will always be a son of a butcher. And I don't put it that Democrats have soured on Israel and warmed to anti-Semitism. I put it on the Democratic Party's been taken over by Jew haters and people that want death to Israel. You're just too nice, Ben, to Shapiro. You're just a nice little Jewish boy. That's what you are, Ben. You're the kind of kid that I grew up with, and I used to say, man, come on, you got to fight. Come on, we got to fight. And you'd run home to your mother because somebody called you a name. I didn't run home to my mother. Matter of fact, forget about someone calling you a name. I fought people who broke beer bottles and wanted to stick them in my eye. I fought someone who had a machete and wanted to kill me and stick it through my brain. See, I'm not your typical upbringing of any Republican politician or any Republican donor or any conservative talk show host because I fought for my life as a kid growing up. And by the way, not only fight for my life, but I fought for my life. And after I won, I made friends with kids of every persuasion, every race, every color, every religion. I'm the type of guy that would have a fight with a Muslim, call him a name, he'd call me a name. And afterwards, we'd walk away hand in hand going, hey, you're an okay guy. You got to punch someone in the nose before you find out you like them. But that was New York in the old days, and today we're this PC, BS society of wussies who just don't understand anything about anything. Every black kid I knew growing up called me names, and every white kid called them names, and everybody called us names as Jews, and we called them names. I remember the names we called Italians. I remember the names we called Irish. I remember they called me a Jew. They called me, we called them, I can't say on the air what we called each other. I can't say we called each other. All I could say is when it was over, we shook hands and we all became friends for life. Not only friends, friends forever. Forever. My Italian friends started out hating me, I started out hating them. And when it was over, we were the best friends in the world. And I still have Italian friends from third grade and sixth grade and high school and junior high school. And one of my high school Italian buddies moved next to me. He's one of my neighbors. Lives like six doors down, and he was like the Fonz in high school. All those years ago, 3,000 miles away, he's my neighbor. We live a few houses away from each other. Great guy. So in the end, calling each other names doesn't make you a racist, doesn't make you homophobic, doesn't make you anything. It makes you human. And when it's over, you all dust each other off after you knock the guy to the ground, and he picks up his teeth on the ground, and he says, you know what, you're an okay guy, and you all become friends. That's how it worked when I grew up. Nobody understands that anymore. It's amazing. But one thing I understand is you can't get along with people like Tlaib. Her goal is death and destruction of Israel. She hates the Jews. That's very clear that she hates the Jews. And you just elected her to Congress. Rashida Tlaib and also this crazy woman, Ilhan Omar, because my understanding is, and again, I'll say allegedly, maybe. I'm very careful. I didn't say it's true. I don't know that it's true, but I heard it was true. I've seen people who say it's absolutely true she married her brother, and she denied that and covered it up when she ran for the United States Congress, that the man she married and had children with is her brother. Is that true? I have no idea. Because I wasn't there, okay? I wasn't there. I have no idea who she's decided to marry. All I know is that there's some strange traditions out there around the world that we just don't want to be a part of in the United States of America. And one of them is Jew-hating. And another one is wanting Israel to die. And a third one is the crazy beliefs that many extreme Muslims have about gays and Jews and Christians and American values and Christian values and Sharia law. Got to be very careful. As Brigitte Gabriel made clear, got to be very careful or you lose your country like she lost Lebanon. All right, I mentioned at the tail end of hour number one that the Santa Monica Observer was the first paper and the only paper in the country to report that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had lung cancer. And Snopes labeled the reports as fake news. And the media denied it, and Bader Ginsburg denied it, and the Democrats denied it, and the liberals denied it, and the Supreme Court denied it. And guess who was right? The Santa Monica Observer. That same newspaper now says Ruth Bader Ginsburg has pneumonia and is fighting for her life and that she will retire in January. Following surgery, she has developed complications including pneumonia. Pneumonia often afflicts elderly post-surgery patients in the U.S. since antibiotics have resulted in multi-resistant strains of the lung infection. The left and the mainstream media have tried to put a brave face as Ginsburg missed three straight days of argument this week, interviewing cancer doctors to say she's fine, everything's great, she'll make a full recovery. Oh yeah, you're 85, you have lung cancer, and you're just going to make a full recovery. Just like that, wow, that's amazing. My father was 67, he had lung cancer, he was dead in 3 months. Isn't that amazing? She's going to make a full recovery. My father was never sick one day in his entire life until he found out he had a dark spot in his lung. And he died in 3 months, a painful, horrible death of lung cancer. He never smoked in his life. I mean, she's 85. She'll be dancing tomorrow. Wait till they find out Trump's replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold vehicle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as well as the whole show. Tangible CEO, longtime friend of mine, has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune Magazine. Super bright guy. You need asset protection now. You need good advice now. He's the guy to give it to you. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, ever, and you have the receipt to prove it. So he wants to know you're a real gold or silver buyer. It's not a looky-loo. And if you're that person, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. It'd be pretty cool to get a $199 free gold coin. If you've ever bought gold or silver in your life, you qualify right now, so give him a call. Good letter from one of my listeners, Richard. He says, I hope this happens during President's Senate chamber, State of the Union. I hope this happens. During a speech, he should name which Democrats have in the past approved building of the wall. And if Democrats boycott the speech, which most of them will, he should have the TV camera pan the chamber while he points out how little, if any, the Democrats care about America. What a great opportunity to upstage that witch, Pelosi. P.S. I'd give almost anything to see Pelosi's reaction when the president canceled her use of the military plane for all those Democratic fat cats trip to Egypt. Weren't they just partying it up in Puerto Rico? And then he says, I'm allowed to say this word. I've used it before on the air. Scumbag leeches all. Scumbag leeches all. I agree. Richard in Las Vegas. Thank you, Richard. Good stuff. And then it's interesting. Thomas writes, hi, Wayne. Funny you mentioned Ben Shapiro. They're putting him on the East Coast right before you on the channel I listen to. His channel is 94.9 FM. So that's Connecticut. He talks too fast. He talks too robotic. He talks too perfect. And a few days ago, he admitted on the radio he was bullied and picked on throughout his young age. Other than that, he is sometimes good, sometimes strange. But you are a hero, Wayne. Thank you for fighting for us. Best regards, Tom. I don't know anything about Ben. I just don't know anything about him other than you just seem like a little inkling that people threw sand in your face. That's what I was. That's how I recognized that. That's how I was till I got to this all-black junior high school. See, high school is 85% black. Junior high school is 95% black. And can you imagine me, a little Jewish skinny kid, pale, acne glasses and braces, showing up at a middle school? You know, I'd gone to an all-white elementary school, and I show up at this middle school. It's all black, and I mean rough black. And they tortured me and beat me and chased me home from school and called me names. And then one summer, an Italian kid who had befriended me took a, you know, kind of took a liking to me and took pity on me and taught me how to fight and taught me how to box and taught me how to punch and taught me how to kick, taught me how to fight fair and also how to fight unfair on the streets. And the next thing you know, someone picks on me, I knock his teeth out. I'm not kidding. All his teeth, his entire top row of teeth were on the ground, and he was searching for it. And it's funny. I'd never heard anyone talk without their teeth before, so I was like, oh, I couldn't even understand what he was saying. He's looking for his teeth. Where am I? It was very funny. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that makes you a man. That's how you grow up on the streets of New York. You've got to learn to fight back, hit back, and be tough, not be a little wussy. And you don't run home to your mother. Your mother can't help you when people are torturing you and people are calling you names. Instead of going to mommy and mommy going to the principal, you have to learn to get strong. You have to get rid of the glasses and get contacts. You got to go to the dermatologist, get rid of your acne. You got to go to the orthodontist and get rid of your braces. You got to lift weights in your basement all day long like a maniac. And after about 6 months, you become like Superman. You're a different person. And after that, I became the hero of the school, and every kid came to me when they had a problem, and then I would go and threaten the kid who tried to hurt the weaklings of the school, and those kids considered me like the king of the weaklings, man. I was their hero. No one ever got beat up again under my watch, ever, by a tougher guy. Then I got elected vice president of school, and then the kid pulled a machete on me, and I wound up at a fancy-schmancy private school and graduated number one in my class and wound up going to Columbia University. My life changed again. My life took a lot of turns, man. And that's why I think I have a different perspective than 99% of all the talk shows out there. First of all, they're all talk shows. That's all they know how to do. That is what I do. I'm a businessman and an entrepreneur and a capitalist who happens to do a talk show. And by the way, every advertiser on this show is brought in by Wayne Root. Same thing on Newsmax TV, same thing on my local station, KBET. I bring them all in. You know what I am? I'm an advertising agency who happens to do a three-hour radio show. And I'm a businessman who happens to do a three-hour radio show, which means I have a perspective of life. I don't think most radio hosts know how to do anything. All they have to do is talk on the radio. How does that give you a perspective of life? What do you know about anything? What does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez know about anything? What's her perspective? She was a bartender. She knows how to pour a drink. Does that mean she knows anything about being a congressperson?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump is promising a new era of U.S. missile defense systems.
In a time of rapidly evolving threats, we must be certain that our defensive capabilities are unrivaled and unmatched anywhere in the world.
The president also believes
the world is changing, and we're going to change much faster than the rest of the world.
President Trump denied military aircraft use to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart, a move that has angered some Democrats, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the move was the right one.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. More liberal morons who don't listen very well. Just had a liberal just email me and say what a terrible person I am because I'm wishing, I'm happy that Bader Ginsburg is sick and I'm wishing her, you know, that she'll die. Not true. Total lie. Go back and listen to the tapes. I've said again and again 20 times in the last month. I hope she lives a long life. Hope she lives to be 120 years old outside of the Supreme Court. But you can't live to 120 on the Supreme Court bench. You can't do that. You can't fall asleep at the State of the Union. You can't fall asleep while you're arguing the biggest case in the history of America in front of the Supreme Court with a 100-year-old slumping in their wheelchair. Sorry. It's the same theory why you could love somebody, but you don't want them to be an airline pilot at the age of 75. That's the reality. They have to retire at 65. And by the way, I think that should be raised a little bit. I think pilots should get to 70 or even 75 because the world has changed. There are a lot of people who are very coherent at 75. But 85 to be a Supreme Court justice and 85 with lung cancer and pneumonia? No, I'm afraid not. And the reality is she's very sick. And the Santa Monica Observer says she will retire this month. And liberals have just lost their freaking minds. They're just going nuts. Trump's getting another Supreme Court nominee. Na, 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 na. Liberals are very upset. As well they should be. You just lost the Supreme Court for years and years and years to come. Isn't that just too bad? Isn't that just too bad? The communists aren't in control anymore. The little bitter communists who want to ban us and censure us and punish us and brainwash us and send us to communist re-education camp. You're not going to be in charge. What do we do to you? Nothing. Has Trump sent the IRS after anybody? I'm not aware of one liberal in America who could claim Trump sent the IRS after them, but Obama sent the IRS after me. You're all vicious, disgusting people. You're horrible. You're horrid. Terrible people. You're evil. And you're getting what you deserve. You're not going to have the Supreme Court anymore. Bye-bye. All right, Cenogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. And Cenogenics is about aging well. Speaking of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, aging well, living a long time, feeling good. Cenogenics is about doing that, and they don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative. So this promotion, this advertisement, isn't for conservatives. It's for everybody. If you want to be healthy, you got to take care of yourself. Simple as that. Because you don't want to be slumped over in a wheelchair. You want to be healthy. So if you want to take care of yourself, you go to Cenogenics. That's what I did, and I thought I was in great shape. I work out 2 hours a day my whole life, and I find out that I'm pre-diabetic. I find out that I have a host of minor health issues that are just starting, but in 5 years they would have been probably very bad. They always start in your 50s, they tell me. By the time you're in your 60s, they get too bad to reverse, and they reverse all of mine. All reversed. Amazing. Thank you, Cenogenics. You get to eat more every day than I've ever eaten. You get to work out less than you've ever worked out. And yet, I'm in the best shape of my life. Matter of fact, I did the test, and my fitness level is 60% improved. Let me be as specific as you can be so no liberal can criticize. It is just a smidge under 60% improved. That's amazing. At the age of 57, if you're free, no obligation consultation, call Cenogenics, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. So you can be younger, you can be swifter, you can be thinner, you can be all kinds of wonderful things. But if you want to be older, don't call. If you want to improve, call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. The defying aging people, Cenogenics.com. All right, we've got the beautiful Megan Barth with us, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com are her websites. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you?
The Reagan Babe is doing good?
Yeah, doing good. I'm speaking tonight in front of a bunch of active Republican women. As well.
That's
as
why you're not here. That's why you abandoned me.
That's why I'm not in studio, so I apologize.
That's why you abandoned me.
I did. But only because I was asked.
All right. President Trump cancels Pelosi's trip to Afghanistan moments before she was about to get on the plane. Can you imagine the look on her face at the moment she found out and the note said, and the note for the White House, for the President of the United States says, hey, if you want to fly commercial, have at it. That has to be a priceless moment of all time. It's got to be.
Yeah, she can definitely afford her own first class ticket. She's a multimillionaire because of her connections on $190,000 a year salary. But I absolutely love it because it was her and Adam Schiff and a bunch of other Democrat congressmen on their way to do a trip over to Afghanistan, Egypt, and Brussels. And while they're in the bus, right in front of the tarmac, I believe, the letter drops down like a hammer. And this is what happens when Nancy Pelosi decides that she's going to play politics with our safety and security and play politics with the State of the Union address. She's playing checkers while our president is playing chess. And we needed this shot in the arm from President Trump. His base needed this. Because what Nancy Pelosi did for the State of the Union to cancel it out of fear for her security and her safety. Well, what about our security and our safety, Nancy? She lives behind a huge wall that Laura Loomer had jumped last week. She lives behind walls. She lives with armed guards. And now her statement about wall or border or fence or whatever you want to call it, liberals, I really don't care. Let's just call it a barrier. Her statement about the barrier now is not that it's immoral, but we can't afford it.
Right. And here's the thing. My understanding is that the whole delegation that was about to board the plane are stuck on a bus now and they're driving around in circles. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, they were driving around in circles because they
What does that mean? Why don't they just go back to their houses or to the house or something? Why are they stuck on the bus?
Capitol. Well, they went back to the Capitol, but the reporting that I was watching on Twitter was that they were concerned. Well, first they were making calls to the State Department, they were making calls to the Pentagon, they were making calls to the White House, they were making calls to everybody. They weren't obviously getting through, and then they didn't want to get in front or out in front of the press pool, so they had the bus drive around in circles until they finally dropped them off at the Capitol.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Next news story, Santa Monica Observer, I mentioned this in both hours now, reports that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has pneumonia, is fighting for her life, and that the 85-year-old cancer survivor will retire this month. And I will point out, I'm not gloating, I'm just pointing out that Wayne Root said that I had very good sources, well-placed in Washington, D.C., who told me she'd be retiring any day now. And I said that last week. I said that on Friday. I heard she was going to retire any day, and they thought it might be over the weekend. It did not happen over the weekend, but it appears that my source was actually pretty darn good. So your thoughts on this?
Yeah, and I'm getting the same type of feedback as well. And I just got some intel this morning that she is within days of retiring because she canceled and cleared her slate all next week, and what she had was lung surgery. She had a portion of her lung resected. This does not actually turn out well medically for many octogenarians that go through this type of procedure. They end up developing pneumonia, and guess what? Ruth Bader Ginsburg developed pneumonia. And so, you know, you have to ask yourself, and I heard you on the open in response to the Marxists. You had said, you know, you wish her well, but you were talking about term limits as far as Supreme Court appointees or at least age limits. And I wholeheartedly agree with you because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if she had any ounce of dignity or integrity, would have resigned, specifically after this, you know, very major surgery, and cancer diagnosis. When you're falling asleep at the State of the Union, you aren't capable of fulfilling your duties. She is not capable of fulfilling her duties, and we have plenty of cases, for example, the census, that is going to be decided by June, and we need a full, healthy Supreme Court. And I wonder if that Marxist that sent you that email was rooting for the destruction of Brett Kavanaugh. I wonder if he or she was outraged that Susan Collins and Brett Kavanaugh and Brett Kavanaugh's wife and his children were getting death threats. This is how the left responds. To conservative candidates and conservative Supreme Court justices. And then, of course, let's not forget the doxing by the left. Even a staffer for, I think it was Sheila Jackson Lee, threatened to expose the children of many of the fellow congressmen, the addresses of fellow congressmen. So the left likes to play dirty, and they look the other way when Kathy Griffin beheads the president and calls it comedy. But God forbid you ask for an early retirement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right. Well, they're going to lose their minds. When they find out the truth about Ruth Bader, they're going to lose their minds. And
well, they already have. I'm wondering if we're going to have to start passing out straitjackets.
Right. Yeah. They're just crazy. But there's a gateway pundit that's interesting. Epic. President Trump returns full cart of luggage to Pelosi's office. So he must have had her luggage picked up at the airport and deposited. The president has promptly returned a full cart of luggage. The luggage was returned to the halls of Congress in a cart marked military liaison. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said there is no need to provide military planes to fly Nancy Pelosi to Brussels or Egypt, so it would have been an outrageous waste of taxpayer dollars. So I guess they took the luggage from the military plane and they just brought it straight back to Congress. So I think that's funny. Wait till Nancy finds out all her expensive dresses are waiting for her back at Congress.
Has she foregone her salary like President Trump has foregone his you know, for the sake of the 800,000 federal workers that are on furlough right now? No.
Well, Trump doesn't take a salary ever, not just because of this. He never. She should never take one. She's worth $100 million. Why is she taking a lousy $190,000 salary?
Exactly. You know, this is your typical socialist mantra. They redistribute the wealth unless it's their own. You have Bill de Blasio saying that he's basically going to use, you know, a type of confiscation if landlords evict or raise rent on tenants, and he doesn't find that, you know, favorable. He can just go in and basically confiscate the apartment. Why don't you give up your apartment, Bill? Why don't all of these hand-wringing liberals give up their salaries, their apartments, unlock their doors, open their homes to this new caravan that's coming up from Guatemala and Honduras? I mean, did the Democrat DNC, did they gerrymander districts to include Honduras, El Salvador, and Mexico?
We'll be right back. More with Megan Barth, fighting Megan Barth, fighting Wayne Root. We're all in cantankerous moods. We're ready to take these people on. Come on, come on. You want some of this? You talking to me? Megan and I will take them all on. When we get back, I want to talk to Megan about Brian Greenspun. Did you see his commentary on Sunday in the Vegas Sun? Do you know what he said, Megan?
No, I do not.
Oh, we're going to have fun on the air. Wait till you hear this. Because, again, it's in the vein of liberals losing their minds. Someone in the Vegas paper. Oh, I'll tell you when we get back. We're on the way out. When I get back, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Megan Barth coming right at you at ReaganBabe.com. See you soon.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now, Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. It allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you want to access health care. You make the decision. You choose your doctor and hospital. And there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. It's my third year with Liberty HealthShare, by the way. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two, $18,000 year three is what I will save. So you add the three together, $54,000 saved over 3 years. Three doctor visits in late 2019, all three no fee, no copay. And you go, what? How's that possible? How could it be free? The answer is I had the executive director of Liberty HealthShare on yesterday, and he said, yeah, those are wellness visits, and we don't charge you for those. We take care of them. So I went to three doctors in December, didn't even think any of them would cover Liberty. They all were covered by Liberty HealthShare, and they were free. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. All right, so we've got Megan Barth with us. Megan, welcome back. Is Megan there? Megan,
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, it's about time.
Okay.
Where were you? You had
I
us on
here.
Mute. I know. You had
I
us on mute. That's the
I
danger
did.
Of being on mute. I do that all the time. I have an interview at 11 o'clock at night West Coast time, so it's 2 in the morning on the East Coast, and he's got this big overnight show on Salem Radio. And I do it every Wednesday night, or really it's Thursday a.m., Thursday early morning, and I always put it on mute, and he's going, hi, Wayne, how are you? And I'm like trying to answer back, and then I realize I have it on mute. It takes me like a 3-second bleep, and all of a sudden I'm back on again. But it you did the same thing, I gather. So great minds think alike. So
yeah.
Brian Greenspun, I wanted to tell you the story live on the air. So the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I've been writing stories for a year about all these Democrats like Harry Reid that live in walled, gated compounds, or Harry Reid happens to be my neighbor at Anthem Country Club, which is walled and gated and armed guards, and you need ID to get in, government-issued photo ID to get in, about what hypocrites they are. He actually went to the trouble, another fellow RJ columnist, of actually nailing Brian Greenspun that he runs the Sun, the liberal newspaper in town. He's dead set against the wall, but he lives at a wall around his house. So he answered back as the publisher of the Sun with the front page story Sunday, ripping the Las Vegas Review-Journal, ripping Sheldon Adelson, ripping this reporter. I'm shocked he didn't mention my name. Ripped this guy and said how horrible it is that it doesn't matter that I live behind a wall. That's got nothing to do with a wall for the country. They're two completely unrelated things, and you're going to get me killed. The FBI and the police are now on speed dial because of the death threats I'm getting. Can you imagine the lies this guy is telling? The death threats from conservatives. Oh, yeah. You and I really know a lot of people, Megan, who call death threats in because a guy lives behind a wall. But can you imagine having the nerve to say, I don't want a wall for the nation, but I am allowed to have a wall, and the two have nothing to do with one another?
Yeah. How do you wrap your mind around that crazy anomaly? I mean, you have to really do mental gymnastics to even come up with any sort of cohesive logic to understand that blatant double standard. Walls work. Walls work everywhere that they have been tried and tested. The Democrats didn't have a problem funding a wall in Jordan. Jordan put 700 miles of wall up. And actually, just 5 years ago, Dick Durbin, I call him Dickie, Dickie was on the floor of Congress saying that on the Senate floor saying that the wall wasn't long enough. The wall wasn't long enough. They needed a longer wall. Oh, okay, but now, just a short 5 years later, heck, even just a few years later, the Democrats have completely done a 180 where they don't want any wall. At first, it was going to be ineffective. Then it was going to be immoral, and now we can't afford it. They're running out of excuses. But why doesn't some Marxist liberal out there tell me if they think it's fair or how we are affording to spend $168 billion a year on people who have no legal right to be here?
Right.
They have no legal right to be here.
No,
yet we are
spending
$168 billion. So this $5 billion, $5.7 billion, and I hope it goes up, is for a couple hundred miles of the wall or the fence or the barrier or the alligator moat or the barbed wire or whatever you want to call it. And that is it's like 0.1% of the entire federal budget.
No, but the reason that Brian Greenspun went off and went crazy like an exploding fireworks, an M80, is because we got him where we want him. You know, the flak gets thickest when you hit a bullseye. And I'm telling you, that's the argument that beats the liberals. Their heads are exploding when you give the address and you tell where they live, what community they live in, and it's gated. They lose their minds because we got them. They're all frauds and they're all hypocrites, and their kids go to the best private schools and they fly private jets and they ride around in limos while they tell the rest of us to sit in the classroom with illegal aliens and Muslim refugees. And it's no big deal if our kids are exposed to disease and murder and rape and MS-13 and gangbangers. No big deal. Well, their kids live in Lily Wright perfect mansions surrounded by walls and then get squired to school by a limousine and the school's 100% white. That's the way the Brian Greenspuns of the world live. And they actually get indignant when it's pointed out. That's what's so amazing. Amazing.
Well, what he doesn't understand is that any address can be found. I've had my address found. That threat sent me from deranged liberal.
All right, Megan, we're on the run. I'm on to Newsmax TV. Megan Barr, thank you so very much. ReaganBabe.com. We're starting with Newsmax.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey.